Welcome in to the Fills in 5 podcast. I'm your host, Bretzky. It is Monday, April 22nd, 2024. Happy Earth Day, everyone. Well, we missed a week of show, but the Phillies have been on point. After kicking off the 10-game homestand with a split against the Pittsburgh Pirates, the Phillies have ripped off 6 straight wins, back-to-back series sweeps against the Rockies and White Sox. Hat tip to the MLB schedule maker who sent us a couple of cupcake matchups to really kickstart the Phil season, and let's ring the bell for 6 straight wins. And let's recap the games. As noted, the Phil split with the Buccos over the weekend, last weekend, with the highlight coming on Nick Castellanos' walk-off single for the win on Saturday, and then the Rockies rolled into town on Monday, and the rotation simply turned things on. Though the offense would take a minute to get warmed up. Aaron Nola started off the train with gems with 7 1/3 strong innings, 9 strikeouts, 1 walk, 1 run on 4 hits. Dominant stuff from Nola, but he left with the game tied as the offense struggled to get going. Things stayed knotted in extras. Sir Anthony Dominguez got the win after he cleared the ghost zombie runner in a scoreless 10th, and that paved the way for the Phillies to collect another walk-off victory, this time off of Christian Pache's bat in extras. So that's 2 straight wins coming via walk-off, and then Rangers stepped to the hill on Tuesday and gave us arguably the best start, best performance over this amazing stretch, a complete game shutout for Suarez, second of his career. He tossed 112 pitches in the effort where striking out 8, picking up 12 ground ball outs. He allowed a walk and 7 hits, but was never in danger. The Phillies got two run bombs from JT and Bryce, another RBI double from Harper, and that was more than enough for the 5-0 win. Christopher Sanchez was next. He didn't get quite as deep as Ranger. In fact, his 6 innings would be the shortest start of the week for the Phillies. He did, however, strike out 10 batters with just 1 walk while allowing just 1 unearned run. That's a quality start. That blemish came in the first, but the Phillies put that down immediately. They recaptured the lead with back-to-back home runs to open the game from Schwarby and Trey. The Phillies got 2 more in the inning to go up 4-1, an RBI from JT to get to 5-1, second Schwarb bomb to give the Phillies a 7 spot for the game. Just the second time they scored more than 5 runs all season at this point. Well, it looked like we'd cruise to victory. The bullpen made things interesting with a 5-run 8th, forced Jose Alvarado to come in for the save and complete the sweep on that day. And then that's 3 straight against the Rockies, day off on Thursday, and the Phillies welcomed in the White Sox, who came in with just 3 wins on the year, and that's how they would leave the series as well. Did we mention the starting pitching this week? Well, Spencer Turnbull took a no-hit bid into the 7th. He allowed a hit but completed the frame to give the Phillies 7 strong shutout innings. Alec Boehm did it all for the Phillies on offense with a pair of 3-run dingers. Whit Merrifield added his own, his first of the year, his first as a Philly. That caps off the 7-0 win for the Fightins on Friday, and then the 8th game. Well, Zach Wheeler sitting here, watch all the other Phils rack up K's and wins. It's remarkable. Zach Wheeler yet to get a win in the season, and he comes in against the White Sox. He fixed that Saturday. He did one better than Spencer Turnbull because he carried his no-hit bid into the 8th inning. He let up a single to snap it and was pulled, but Wheeler ended the game with 7 1/3 innings pitched, 0 runs, 1 hit, 2 walks, 8 punch outs. The offense exploded for 9 runs. Nick Castellanos finally coming through with a big day at the dish. Brandon Marsh homered as he continues to surge, and it was about to be a nice and easy win, but as they did a couple days early, the bullpen made an absolute mess, and Jose Alvarado was surprisingly needed. Sox scored 5 in the 9th inning. Alvarado comes in, needs just 1 pitch to secure the save. Gotta like to see that. And then Sunday came, and after starting off this win streak, Aaron Nola got his second turn to contribute to an amazing run. I just can't get over how good the rotation was this whole week. Strong again. Nola spins 8 innings of 2-run ball. He walked 1, struck out 7 on his way to win number 3 on the year. His only real blemish came early in the form of a 421-foot bomb from Eloy Jimenez, 2-run homer. The offense quickly got Nola back with quick 3 in the bottom of the first, for racing away from the offensively challenged Pal Hoes. Bohm has three hits, drove in a run, Schwarber crossed his sixth homer. Trey and Bryce provided a little excitement early with a steal. Bryce got himself into a rundown in between first and second. And then Trey Turner steals home to tie things up. What a freaking week. Let's ring that bell again. And our key takeaway, rotation. The Phillies starting pitching has been unreal. Over six games, the five starters have averaged over 7 1/3 innings pitched this week while allowing just 3 earned runs, good for a .60 ERA, 44 strikeouts, just 8 walks. That's a 0.67 whip. The starters' .96 whip to start the season is even better than that 2011 rotation had through their first 22 games. Starters have posted a 2.25 ERA, and that has helped the Phillies on their way to the best team ERA in the National League. Yes, the Phillies offense will be a huge focal point as they have shown some of the very same signs of struggle that sunk them last season, but if the top five starters, with Taijuan Walker soon to return as well, can make it a whole lot easier on him if they continue to perform like this. All right, some news and notes. Well, speaking of the rotation in Taijuan Walker, he's getting ready to come back. He had some shoulder soreness start the year, slowed him down a little bit. Walker's made a rehab appearance. He looked fine. He's going to make another rehab appearance this weekend, mostly because Spencer Turnbull has been pitching so well, so they're going to give Turnbull another start this week. Walker's going to make his next appearance at AAA, and I think the Phillies are going to go from there. It will be tough to remove Spencer from the rotation, but we know he's not going to be in there the whole year because of workload concerns, so they're going to move him into the bullpen at some point. Just remains to be seen whether it's going to be right now or later. All right, let's take a quick look around the NL East. The Phillies have been on a roll, but not really gaining too much ground because, well, we'll see. The Braves won 6 of their last 7. They beat the Rangers over the weekend. They host the Marlins at home early this week. The Nats won back-to-back series at LA and then at home against Houston, so they're rolling. They'll get another crack at the Dodgers early this week. The Marlins split 4 games with the Cubs over the weekend. They'll head to Atlanta. The Mets lost last night, but they have won 8 of 10, and the Phils sit a game behind the Braves and 1.5 up on the Mets. They're at 14-8. The Braves are 14-6, so that game is in the loss column. It's getting tight. It could be a good one, and the NL East looks strong once again. Up next for the Phils, a 10-game road trip that kicks off in Cincy. 4 games against the Reds, one of the best hitting environments in the league. Saw the Reds already quite a bit. Can they keep the rotation, keep rolling against the Reds offense? Monday at 6:40, we're going to get Ranger Suarez versus flamethrower Hunter Green. Tuesday at 6:40 as well, Christopher Sanchez looking to back up that double-digit K performance versus Andrew Abbott. Wednesday, Spencer Turnbull, 6:40 again, gets a start against Nick Lodolo, who looks to be coming into his own after getting a bit of a slow start to the season. And then Thursday, getaway day, we're going to have a 110 day game. Zach Wheeler back on the hill versus Graham Ashcraft. Should be a fun series. Reds have some interesting young players. Eli De La Cruz just lights it up, hits the ball real hard, flies around the bases. Should be fun to watch. And then on Friday, the Phils are headed to San Diego for a weekend series with the Padres. We'll catch you up on all you need to know about that series and recap what happened against the Reds. That's all the time we got for you today on the Phils in 5 podcast. Thanks for sticking with us for a longer show. Go Phils. Let's keep it rolling.